Right-wing dominance in European elections foreshadows trends that could signal massive trouble for Biden, boon for Trump. By Matthew Boyle on June 10, 2024. Former President Donald Trump and American Republicans feel buoyed by right-wing victories across Europe in this weekend's European Parliament elections that shocked France and other nations. A possible foreshadowing of the U.S. electoral landscape similar to how the United Kingdom's 2016 Brexit referendum preceded Trump's victory here that year. The French people sent President Emmanuel Macron's centrist party packing, delivering more than double Macron's party's vote to far-right Marine Le Pen's National Rally Party in this weekend's vote. Macron immediately moved to dissolve Parliament and hold snap national elections later in June with runoffs in July, to attempt to test if the route was unique to European Parliament elections or if it represents an actual swing in the electorate in France, with the president there clearly hoping for a new mandate for his party to govern after the sweeping defeat at the polls this weekend. Elsewhere in Europe, particularly in Germany and Italy and other nations, right-wingers were ascendant as views critical of mass migrations and other globalist tendencies appear to be on the rise as a global movement against globalists takes hold. Trump has celebrated international conservative and populist victories throughout the past several years, telling Breitbart News back in late December 2023 for an exclusive published in January of this year, particularly about Argentinian President Javier Milei's and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's victories in recent years, that a worldwide movement with him at the center of things is rising. "It's essentially a MAGA Trump movement," Trump said in the interview with Breitbart News. "It's a Trump movement." As Breitbart News noted in that piece on the Trump interview back then, globalist sympathizers like Foreign Policy magazine's John Kompfner were warning that these very European Parliament elections and other worldwide elections throughout 2024, some of which have already happened and others of which are still underway, could be a sign of a worldwide rejection of globalism and an embrace by the people of the planet of more nationalist, populist policies and politicians. Kompfner's greatest fears, that right-wing populist would sweep the West in 2024, seem to be coming true. It is entirely possible that the various forces of the far right could emerge as the single biggest bloc, Kompfner wrote back then, a prediction that maybe even understated the results from this weekend's European vote. This weekend, in analyzing the results, even the New York Times sounded the alarm for Democrats, and noted that Trump will welcome the news from across the Atlantic. The strong far-right showing was likely to reverberate even in the United States, where it can be expected to hearten kindred political forces loyal to former President Donald J. Trump as he seeks a return to office, the Times' Martina Stevens-Gridnoff wrote from Brussels. Interestingly, too, it's worth noting that Democrat President Joe Biden spent the weekend in France with Macron in the lead-up to the vote. Even though many establishment media figures and political prognosticators have carefully avoided the clear and possibly even starker comparisons to these right-wing European electoral victories in 2016's UK Brexit vote in terms of the predictive power ahead of the US presidential election here, some are openly saying that these signs portend major trouble for Biden looms. EU-US Forum founding board member Matt Moers, a former Trump administration State Department official who now leads the aforementioned pro-populist conservative group with other ex-Trump administration officials, issued a statement late Sunday evening after the results, saying the message should be loud and clear for globalists everywhere. "Thanks to tonight's historic victories by conservative parties across the continent, it's the dawning of a new era in Europe where conservative ideas can no longer be silenced," Moer said. Since March, the EU-US Forum has exposed the failed policies and leadership at the EU and has blanketed Europe with messaging to demand change at the EU. "Tonight's results prove that Europeans are ready for conservative leadership and reject the far-left path that EU bureaucrats have forged for Europe. From France to Spain to Germany, conservative policies triumphed. Brussels must now hear their citizens loud and clear. Enough is enough. Europeans are sick and tired of living as pawns in the schemes of the global left-wing elite. We hope that tonight's victories in the EU elections stand as a signal for the rest of the world that citizens from both Europe and America are fed up with the dangerous policies that the far left has been pushing for years. Reckless spending, open borders, unfettered regulation." Moers was not alone. Curiously, Edward Snowden, the infamous whistleblower against the National Security Agency, NSA, posted on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, that the European Union elections were terrible news for Biden, especially given that the results in his view seems to be a wide-scale European rejection of continued Western funding of Ukraine in its war against Russia. Newsweek, meanwhile, has published an entire analysis suggesting that the results in Europe threatens Biden's hold on power worldwide. Joe Biden's Ukraine coalition faces reckoning, was the headline on diplomatic correspondent David Brennan's piece that argues that the ongoing war and other leftist and globalist policies are proving to be unpopular with voters worldwide. This election's broader outcome indicates a political climate favoring the right over the left. Pavel Zerka, a European Council on Foreign Relations senior policy fellow, told the magazine for Brennan's piece. Le Monde, the French newspaper, even published a brutally frank headline after the results streamed in. Europeans are worried about Trump's return to the White House. Biden himself, meanwhile, sent out a cryptic post on X in the wake of the French results. But those on the hard left who want Biden to win here in November are worried that the president and Democrats are missing the bigger picture of what's happening and might not realize it until it's too late. Horse race polls nationally and in battleground states continue to forecast a tight election in the looming rematch between Biden and Trump in November. With Trump leading enough battleground states that if these polls are accurate, Trump would be able to cobble together more than 270 electoral votes, but still his lead is only by tight margins. Nonetheless, when looking at issues polling across the nation and battleground states, things seem to open widely for Trump's way of looking at things and turn badly against Biden. Just this weekend, CBS News released polling showing a majority of Americans, and a majority specifically of Hispanic voters, support the idea of a government-run mass deportation program to remove every illegal alien in America right now. Trump has said he would do such a thing if re-elected. What's more, polling on matters related to ongoing wars in Europe and the Middle East also shows massive swings away from the globalist position on these issues. So the big question is whether or not these European elections actually do represent a global swing against globalism, much like Brexit did in 2016. And if Trump can harness and ride such a swing back into the White House like he did back then. Or if these are more of a one-off unique just to the Europeans' view of the European Parliament. Macron, of course, is aiming with his snap election to prove it's the latter sooner rather than later. But Trump and international populist leaders are hoping it's the former, and this is the long-awaited long-term voter shift worldwide against the globalists that conservatives have been hoping would come for many years. Time will tell what happens next.